I was at Colorado State University. I was in a conversation with a young man there. We were looking up at the Justice for All exhibit. We have different kinds of exhibits. Some of the, you know, our big exhibits graphic. We have other exhibits that just show the unborn before birth. But in this case, it was our graphic exhibit. We were having a very productive conversation about that. And we had protesters that day. They were all wearing blue shirts, so I could see a couple of them in my peripheral vision. And one of the young women decided this was not my conversation with this young man. It was her conversation with me. And she began to tell me what I believe. So I began to ask her questions, and she talked over my questions, and then I started to talk over her. And I hate it when I do that. So at one point, I just said, wait, hold on a second. I don't think you even know what I believe. I really haven't made any claims here in this conversation. Could I have just 1 minute to make my case? Well, her friend took me seriously, took out her watch. I'm not kidding. Took out her watch. There's a crowd around. And she says, okay, go. Now, what would you say? You've got 1 minute. Now, clearly this is a different kind of situation than many of you will be in. Most of our conversations are very much a dialogue. They're very much about asking questions and listening. But in this case, I had to draw upon common ground as I made a 1 minute case for the value of the unborn. Okay, so I'm giving this to you as a model of something you could memorize, not so you can dump it on somebody. Sure, maybe you'll be in this circumstance, but probably not. I'm giving you this soundbite, this 1 minute, so that you can have your thinking structured and you'll have something to say and something to bring up a question about in a conversation. This is just to give you kind of a model that way. I'm not suggesting that you unload 1 minute of material on people in this way. But I had to, that because the challenge was, I mean, the glove was on the ground, right? I had to come up with something. Here's what I said. You can time me. If the unborn is growing, it must be alive. If it has human parents, it must be human. And living humans or human beings like you and me are valuable. From fertilization, all that's added is a proper environment and adequate nutrition. So if you're an organism now, you must have been an organism at fertilization. And not only that, there's one thing all of us have equally that demands equal treatment. That's our human nature. Racism and sexism are wrong because they pick out external differences and ignore the underlying similarity between men and women and blacks and whites. And my concern is for your rights as a woman, that you can vindicate them against the will of the majority. But you can only vindicate your rights if you base them on your human nature. But the unborn also has that same human nature. So shouldn't we protect him from discrimination just like we protect minorities and women? Now notice how every sentence here is really comes out of a heart of trying to find common ground and respect the person I'm talking to. I did not start with the Bible, even though the Bible is my authority. Why didn't I start with the Bible? Because I assume, just in generally speaking, that when I'm talking to other people, until I know they're a Christian, I assume they're not. So I started with science. I made a case the unborn is a living human organism, biologically. Then I made a case that there's one thing that explains our equal rights as men and women, blacks and whites. There's only one thing that adequately explains that, and that's the thing we all have exactly the same. It can't be our size. It can't be our intelligence, our rational thinking, our self-awareness. Our value can't be based on anything that's degreed like that. Our value can't be based on any functional ability, because if you pick any functional ability, you're going to include some animals or you're going to not include some infants. So I made a case from human rights, a common ground principle that I knew she agreed with. And in fact, she was campaigning there that day for women's rights. But women's rights only make sense if you base them on their human nature. And so I was trying to speak to her from that perspective, starting with common ground in every part of my defense for the unborn. You can as well. That's one way to season your words with salt.